circulating collection.
Oh, yeah.
There are all kinds of books from the 60s and that we wouldn't have access to. Newer libraries don't have them.
So you said you still come here now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's summer, so we've been, my 6-year-old and I have been coming to toddler time with the 2-year-old, and she, like, my big girl, like, her name's Harriet, and she likes it because she gets to be grown up. She's 6, so it's very mature.
If they get that age.
Yeah.
It's true.
The library has always been really important.
Yeah.
And I love, we come... Now that she's bigger, we don't have the free time, so we don't come as often. But I usually sign out about 25 books every time I do. I broke my stroller. My first stroller, we broke it because we put too many library books in the bottom.
You need, like, a cart.
Yeah. And there's a book, it's by an author called Joellen Bogart and illustrated by Barbara Reed. It's called Gifts. And at the very end of the book, there's a picture of a little girl in a stroller. And there's library books on the undercarriage. And my little girl used to look at that and go, oh, no. She thought that it was going to break, too. But they didn't have 25, I think. That's the difference. So, yes, we have so many books that we broke our stroller. But we bought a more expensive stroller that
so can carry the weight.
That can hold 25 books, or so far it has. So we come about every 3 weeks. And and the collection is so big. Like I said, we've been spoiled with those children's librarians with a collection this huge.
Yeah.
And
there's just so much.
Well, there never stops being something new to find. It's full of treasures, like tiny little paperbacks that maybe haven't been circulated in a really long time.
And then we finding them.
Yes.
Or like finding the old cards.